the Lord. All right. Praise God. Let's give the Lord a hand. Praise everybody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, he's perfect in all of his ways. He's a good, good father. He is a good, good father. I appreciate him for taking care of me. Praise God. Through my entire life. Praise God. Even to the point of who he allowed, praise God, to put the seed into my mother. Praise God. And cause my mother, praise God, to labor with myself and my sister. Praise God, as we were in her womb, past most women's childbearing age, praise God, but she brought us forth, suffered quite a bit, carrying us, had to have, praise God, blood transfusions, and my mama had real rare blood, praise God. In fact, she never got bit by mosquitoes. I don't know whether that was because of her blood or not, but it was something about my mother, praise God, that mosquitoes would not even bite her, praise God. But through the rarity of the blood that she had, it was one lady here in Muncie who had the same blood type, and praise God, she was able to get blood from that lady. So as I look back, the enemy never wanted me here, but I had a good, good father who had declared, praise God, that Henry Royce Mitchell would arrive. And I'm here, praise God, and I'm giving God praise for the journey. I'm thankful for the things he's done in my life. Praise God for being raised in Muncie, Indiana. Praise God, living other places, praise God, going, the experience, praise God, of getting drafted, praise God, going to Fort Knox, Kentucky, basic training, praise God, having to go up hills. We had three hills that we call misery, agony, and heartbreak. And that was true descriptions of those hills. We had to carry 20-some pound backpacks on our back while we marched up those hills. One hill was so stiff, praise God, or so high that your hands would almost meet your feet. We had another one with just long winding, and another one had, praise God, all of those things within it. And I remember, praise God, I was a small person at that time, praise God, and I looked around, I seen guys falling out, fainting. Praise God, dropping like somebody hit him in the mouth and they just drop. Praise God. And I said to myself, I'm not dropping. I might be a little person out here, but I'm not falling out. And I carried that backpack, and praise God, I made all three of those hills. Praise God. I had a good, good father who was watching over me all that time. Hamabako Sata. I remember going through, praise God, the basic training. They had us go through live ammo. Praise God, you had to crawl. Praise God, you could see the trace of bullets coming over your head. You had to get as low as possible, crawl to the end of that, praise God, training area, making sure you didn't pop your little head up, because that could meant your death. But God got me through that. And then we had to go, praise God, and do live hand grenades. Praise God, he had to take a hand grenade, take the pin off. That means now the hand grenade is live. It could blow up in your hand if you don't release it and throw it. Praise God. I try to do like, praise God, Doug Williams of the Washington Redskins and throw it as far as I could. Praise God, and let that thing get as far away from me as possible, and got down in that hole, that foxhole. praise God, and you hear it go off. But God was there with me. And there's many people didn't go through that, didn't make it through that, praise God, because of many accidents. Many people, there were people actually killed. Praise God, nothing happened while I was going through in the group that I went through, but that many times people got killed just in those exercises. I had a friend of mine that I knew in Evanston, Illinois. Praise God, we became great friends, and he ended up actually going to Vietnam. We corresponded. And he told me the first time out, the very first time they saw any combat, some of his buddies got killed. But it wasn't by the enemy. It was by friendly fire. The Air Force had gotten too close to them and dropped the bombs in the wrong place and killed many of them. I had another friend. He was in the Marines. Praise God. He was here, grew up in Muncie. Praise God. When he got drafted, nobody was joining the Marines at that time. Praise God. So they had a shortage of men. And so they just started counting out people, praise God, and took them to the Marines. And he was one of them. And he said one time, praise God, when they were out, they were in Vietnam and they were training, and a lieutenant, praise God, who didn't know what he was doing, decided, because they had these what they call booby traps, praise God, but they would have these what they call dummies. So if you mess around and trip a wire, it will just pop. This man decides, well, we want to make it more real. So we actually put live ammo. So my friend said that when they went out, they was eating breakfast, and some of the group left before he did, and he heard the explosion, and some of the people he had just ate with, body parts were thrown across the ground because this man put live ammo when it should have been just, praise God, dummies. I have a good father. Praise God, who's blessed and helped me to go through many, many things. Praise God, and be able to stand before you today and to say that I live now with the conscience of a son of God. I'm aware of my authority. I'm aware of who I am in God. I'm aware of the power that I have in God. I am aware, praise God, of who God is in me. I'm aware that he's not far from me. I'm aware that he's inside of me. I'm not looking for the kingdom. Praise God, I know the kingdom is within me. Hallelujah. And I make my way prosperous. Hallelujah, it's in my hand. Praise God, according to John, I make my way prosperous. Why and how? Because I speak the word of God. I mutter the word of God. I meditate on the word of God. I think about God. Praise God. I talk about God. I say what God says. Excuse me. And therefore, I make my way prosperous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm the head and I'm not the tail. I'm above and I'm not beneath. I'm blessed when I come and I'm blessed when I go. Glory to God. Glory to God. I have the Creator on the inside. Thank you, God. He's big enough to control the whole universe, but he's small enough to live in me. Hey! I just want to give him some praise. I want to thank him for who he is. I'm glad to know him. Woo, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, yes, he's worthy. Worthy and worthy to be praised. Where in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness, beautiful for situation, is, praise God, Mount Zion on the side of the north, city of the great king. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Ah, yeah, yeah. He says, beautiful for situation. I don't care what the situation is. He said, I'll make it beautiful. Praise God. I'll make it line up. Oh! Oh! Mm-mm-mm. I don't know what I'm going to do today. Hey! 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 Woo! Hey! 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 Glory to our God. My. Thank you, God, for answering our prayers. Praise God. As I was standing just on that moment, praise God, what popped in my head was, praise God, Evangelist Rollins. My brother, a lot of you don't know him, some of you might. My brother, praise God. He lived a life, praise God, but mostly party. He was a good man. Good man, did a lot of good things. But most of his life was full of party. I remember the night I got saved, praise God. It was kind of odd because before I got saved, I was trying to get him to give me some cocaine. But he wouldn't give me none. He just wouldn't do it. He said, no, I'm not giving you none. I heard he had some, but he wouldn't give me any. Anyway, the night I got saved, praise God, and I happened to see him. And I told him, I said, hey, I got saved tonight. He looked at me and said, oh, you did? And that's all he said. Well, as I grew in the Lord, he continued on in life. I remember he got me a big, big encyclopedia kind of a Bible. Praise God. I never said much about the Lord, never talked about the Lord, never done any of those things, praise God. And of course, I wanted him to come to the knowledge of the Lord. He grew up in the church, so he knew about the church, praise God. But, you know, the church wasn't what he wanted to be a part of. But anyway, he got real sick, praise God, ended up with cancer, was out to the hospital. I did not know this until maybe it might be a year or so ago. He's been dead a long time, since about 95, I think it was. And Elder Rollins came to me and said, you know what, Brother Mitchell, I never told you this. He said, but when your brother was sick, when he was in the hospital, because Elder Rollins used to visit the hospital all the time, just go, whoever was out there, he going to go pray for you, he going to go see you. He said, I've never told you this, but you know when your brother was sick in the hospital? I said, yeah. He said, basically, the Lord, because the Lord always led him to come to the hospital, he went out to the hospital and saw my brother. And so he said he felt led to lead my brother into the sinner's prayer. And my brother accepted the Lord on his deathbed. And again, I didn't know that. I mean, I just found that last day. It's been no more than a year or so ago that Brother Rollins just thought about it and told me. And I said, God, thank you. I wanted my brother to be saved. But it didn't look like Donald, he had any mind to give God his life. But God knew how to walk him down. And that was the thing that came across my mind just before I started praising him just a second ago. How God is such a good, good father. Things that you have prayed about. Things that you have let go of, so to speak. Things that you have forgotten about. Maybe it's your child. Maybe it's your daughter. Maybe it's your son. Maybe it's your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, your uncle, your aunt. Praise God. A friend, praise God. A girlfriend, a boyfriend, praise God. Just a friend that you've been praying about, thinking about, and then they end up dying, and you don't know whether they got a chance to be saved or not. But how many know he's a good, good father? And one thing he will do, he'll answer your prayer. And he did that for me. Saved my brother on the deathbed. He confessed the Lord and received Jesus. Hallelujah. He's a good, good father. Come on, give him some praise in the house. All right, praise God. Let me try to get into what I think God's given me to minister today. Praise God. And my thought is the power of humility. The power of humility. One more time for emphasis. The power of humility. I like that. Yeah, say that behind me if you would again. Say the power of humility. Say it again. Say the power of humility. One more time. The power of humility. Now, God gave me this. It's been some time ago. Praise God. Because, you know, because we didn't have the first Sunday service in July because of the fourth of our sabbatical. But he gave me this before even that was going to happen. And I wasn't even sure where I was going to preach. Praise God. This Sunday, and Andre was released to the Lord to allow me to speak to this Sunday because we weren't sure how we was going to do it. But when he gave it to me, I was saying, man, you know, that's a powerful. It is powerful to operate in the spirit of humility. And then I was on my YouTube, and I'm just, you know, clicking through stuff, and all of a sudden, Mandela came up. Because when my YouTube went in the screen, it'll have different little things, you know, you can watch this, that, and I said, let me watch Mandela for a second here. I got on that YouTube and started watching that man. I said, my God. Spent 27 years in prison simply because he came against a corrupt government. Praise God. Wasn't asking for anything, praise God, out of the ordinary, just for people to be treated correctly. Praise God. Saw the atrocities and all the sins and all the stuff that was happening in his, praise God, in his country. And he had a mind. He wanted to see that change. And as a political person, very intelligent man, he stands up against that system and they lock him up. Lock him up for life. Basically throw away the key. Praise God. But because there was such, praise God, an atrocity of what they did, praise God, the whole world kind of moved on his behalf. Slow process. 27 years is a long time. That's almost three decades. Glory to God. Oh, God. Praise God. But during that period of time, treated badly by those who are over him in the prison. Praise God. But then on the other side, the flip side, some folk were nice to him. But as he come out, and when he came through that whole system, praise God, and when I listened to him talk, and when he rose to the highest office, became the president of the country, he said the thing that he had to learn to do, praise God, was operate in the spirit of humility. He couldn't be angry, praise God, out of control. Bible said, be ye angry, but sin not. Now, when folk do you wrong, it's going to make you mad. I don't care who you are. Jesus got angry. Whooped folk out of the temple. Glory to God. So don't act like, praise God, that we as saints supposed to never get upset, because we will. We'll get upset about the system, what's going on, praise God, in our world. But he said, don't sin. Don't sin. Well, what do you mean, God, don't sin? I don't want you to get out of character. I want you to still be a child of God, praise God. While you're coming against the wrong in your society, still operate as a child of God. And when he got in that position, praise God, of authority, when the thing flipped, praise God, he said he had to learn how to be humble. Because he had to work with the oppressor. The oppressor was still there. But he had to work with the oppressor. He had to learn how to love, praise God, his enemy. And the only thing that'll help you love your enemy, baby, is a spirit of humility. You'll never be able to love folk who've done you wrong until you operate under the anointing of humility. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I feel like preaching today if I don't preach. Glory to God. That's a spirit that God wants his body to have. He wants us to operate in the spirit of humility. He doesn't want us to get caught up in anything that we have, whether it be material things or spiritual things. If we lay hands on the sick and they recover, if blind eyes open up and deaf ears, praise God, come unstopped, praise God, and the lame begin to walk, praise God, and the dumb begin to talk, praise God, you still can get lift up in who you are. Glory to God. You can't point your finger at yourself and say, yeah, it was me that laid hands on them. Yeah, it was me, praise God, that caused their sight, praise God, to come back. Yeah, it was me that enabled them to walk, praise God, talk, praise God, and do the things they're doing now. It was me. No sister, no brother. It was God that used you. And you're going to have to operate in the spirit of humility. Glory to God, because it feels good. I'm going to tell you now, it feels good when you pray for someone and they say, boy, I feel better now. It feels good, praise God, to lay hands on folk and you see them recover. It feels good when God give you a word for somebody and they say, you know, that's right on. That's exactly what I'm dealing with. Thank you, Brother Mitchell. Appreciate that. It feels good to know you're connected with God, but it still has to bring humility. You have to say, God, I thank you for using me. Praise God. Don't get lifted up. Well, I fasted for 30 days, honey, and that's why the anointing is flowing in my life. Praise God. I pushed the plate back, and I got on my knees, and I talked to God for hours at a time. That's nothing wrong with that, sweetheart. Do that if you want to, praise God. But by the same token, that person while you fasting and praying is eating chicken and green beans, praise God, and eating lemon meringue pie, praise God, still can be used by God. Don't think just because you backed up from the plate, praise God, that you have something others don't have. Because it's never about you. It's always about God. All right, we got to get into this word. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Now, my son helped me with this because I only had a small definition of it, but he went and got some synonyms for me, praise God. But there's a thin line between confidence and arrogance. Very thin line between confidence and arrogance. So the screen is telling confidence versus arrogance. Let's look at what confidence is. Read this to Mitchell.
Assurance, faith, trust in preparation.
All right. It's assurance, it's faith, And it's trusting in your preparation. Glory to God. That brings confidence. When you prepare yourself, when you read the Bible, when you get into the Word of God, when you understand, when you get in a circumstance, the Word comes to your mind because you have prepared yourself. You've got into the Word. Praise God. And when the enemy comes in, praise God, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against him. And you remember who you are in God. And you begin to declare things, praise God, against the powers of darkness. Why? Because you have prepared yourself and you have confidence. Okay, read some more, hon. If they put it back on the screen for us.
Confidence synonyms. Self-assurance.
Is self-assurance being assured of who you are?
Believe in oneself.
Is believing in yourself.
Faith in oneself.
Is having faith in yourself.
Positiveness.
Being positive.
Assertiveness.
Being assertive.
Nerve.
Uh-huh.
Poise.
Being poised.
Presence of mind.
Presence of mind.
Level-headedness.
Being level-headed.
Courage.
Courage.
Boldness.
Boldness.
Fortitude.
Fortitude. Glory to God. All those things are part of what confidence is about. These are synonyms. Praise God. Other words, praise God, that show the same, praise God, meaning. So confidence is something you need. You don't need to walk around like you don't know where you're going. You don't need to walk around, hey, I'm just low in spirit. I'm trying to find the Lord. You know, if he wants you to do it, he can. If he don't want it, it's okay with me. You know, I'm just barely making it through the earth. You know, I'm climbing up, you know, the rough side of the mountain, and I'm trying my best to make it in. I wouldn't want to hear that testimony. No, I'm not saying there won't be some, praise God, mountain issues and some climbing you may have to do, but baby, there's sometime as you grow in the Lord, you can speak to mountains and tell those mountains to be removed and be cast into the sea. You have to operate in the spirit of confidence, praise God, so that you can see the glory of God that's inside of you being displayed. Praise God, the devil will make you feel you don't have anything. But baby, that's why you get into this Bible. Now, you saints, the new saints, you are spoiled. Very spoiled. Praise God. You know, the Lord said in the latter day that the men will be loving themselves, et cetera, et cetera. But one thing it says in there, they won't endure sound doctrine. They don't want to be taught nothing. Amen. Can't do it. Can't take it. Y'all can't stand a 2 or 3 hour service. Y'all can't stand it. I understand it. That's why we try to get up here and get out of here. You know, because you'd be, you know, be wanting to throw rocks if you have some rocks to throw. Now, he done said enough of that. But if you grew up in our era, and I'm not trying to take you back. I understand that. He says you're not going to be able to endure it. You're not going to be able to take it. We understand that. But, baby, what I'm telling you now, you better get into this word yourself. You better dig into this thing. We, praise God, we're not going to push you because we know you can't stand the pushing. Praise God. When we grew up, some of us, praise God, I say at least 60 years old, praise God, above that, and maybe even the 50 years old, is according to where you grew up at. Praise God. There are things, praise God, you did because you were told to do them, not because you wanted to. Amen. You did it because somebody told you. Praise God. But we live in an age, folks, that I ain't got to do that. I'm not going to do that. And so we understand that we're living in a different age. Praise God, we have to reach you where you are. But I'm warning you, I'm trying to tell you, even though we can't preach to you everything you need to hear, you better get in his word. Amen. You better let the Spirit of God inside of you grow up so you can have some confidence when the enemy comes to your door. You're not going to have to call for Pastor Andre. Praise God. Pastor Rankin. Praise God. Pastor Joyce Mitchell. Praise God. Praise God. Pastor Devin. Pastor Ruth or any other. Praise God. People in ministry. Honey, I just don't know what to do. Praise God. Because you ain't going to be able to get a hold of us all the time. I got a cell phone. They call them smart. My phone is a smart aleck. It comes on when it wants to. It calls folk when it pleases. I can have it sitting over there, and I'm looking over it, and it's calling somebody. I ain't touched no button. It's not anywhere near me. And then sometimes, praise God, the ringer goes off. And I don't even know it's ringing. Praise God. And I look over this. I didn't put it on vibration. So you may try to call me, baby, and you ain't going to get me. I tell you, call me anytime, but you can't get me anytime. Because I am not able always to answer your call. Because sometimes I don't even know you calling me. I had a person get so mad at me because I didn't answer their call, and I ain't got a phone. There was somebody pretty close to me. I'm gonna mention who it is, but I ain't got a phone. I got a phone because that's what I want. But guess what? You're not gonna always be able to, but I'm gonna tell you something, saints. Praise God, beautiful sons and daughters of God, get some word in you. Amen. So if you can't catch up with me or anyone else, be able to quote some scriptures.
Amen.
That's what the devil, praise God, don't want to hear. You quoting the word of God. And you need to quote, praise God, scriptures of him, and he'll quote them back, or he'll quote another one of you, but you need to have one to address that one as well.
Amen.
Glory to God. I'm talking about confidence too, honey. I'm talking about confidence. I'm talking about understanding, praise God, who you are in God. Oh, let's see how much time I got. Let me give this quick testimony. Y'all done heard, but I got to say it again. Praise God, somebody out there in the, praise God, the Facebook audience or the YouTube haven't heard it maybe. But when my third child was born, praise God, we were going to do it in what they call, they had made Ball Hospital into birthing rooms. Instead of having to go to the delivery room, you could have the baby right in that little birthing room, trying to make it look like home. And so when John was being born, Joyce was in the birthing room. We're sitting there, everything's going on good, you know. And so I said, get in the word. Let me read some word here. So I flipped through the concordance, I picked up a scripture. And again, I always forget to actually find out where the scripture was. I believe it was in Kings. Anyway, I know what it said. I turned the scripture and it says, the children have come to birth, but there's no strength to bring forth. And when I read that, the enemy came in. And the enemy told me, this baby's not coming forth. That's why you read that. Well, Sister Rankin, it scared me. It was like a darkness that came over me when I read that. And then within seconds, the nurses come running in. Say, there's something gone wrong. She can't have the baby here. We're going to have to take her to the delivery room. Now, I've read the word, praise God, but what the word says, the devil's telling me the reason you chose that scripture, because the child's not going to come forth. But I had enough word in me,
yes, tell
to begin to speak against that word that I actually read. I began to speak everything I could remember that had to do with life.
Yes.
I began to speak it. They told me in order for you to be in the room with her, you're going to have to go. You're going to have to change your clothes. You're going to have to get some hospital garb on. So I went, and on my way in there to change, the devil's fighting me, but I'm fighting back.
Yes.
Praise God. He's telling me it's not going to happen. I'm telling, yes, it is.
Yes.
He's quoting scriptures to me, and I'm quoting scriptures back to him.
Yes.
And when I finally got my clothes changed and walked into the delivery room, my wife said, where's my husband? I said, here I am. She said, I can't do that. I said, yes, you can.
Yes, he did. Amen.
Don't tell me you can't. Wasn't time for me to be simply, honey, you don't think you can make it, honey? Now, I wasn't in the pain, but I was in the presence of God.
Yes.
Wasn't time for me to be sympathetic.
Amen.
It was time for me to use the authority God had given me in the spirit.
Amen.
It's time for me to have the confidence I needed to say what God said. So what I did, she said, I can't. I said, yes, she can. She said, I'm too weak. I said, the Bible said, let the weak say I'm strong.
Amen.
Glory to God. And that scripture just leaped out of me. Let the weak say I'm strong.
Yes.
Praise God. And so she began to push. Praise. And we had two doctors, the OB, GYN doctor, and then our family physician. Praise God, they both were standing. When Joyce pushed Jonathan out of her womb, praise God, the family physician had some suction stuff, and he put it on Jonathan's nose. So Jonathan, you know, when babies come out, they're normally crying. Praise God, he wasn't doing anything, but he sucked that junk out of his nose, praise God, and then he began to cry. Praise God. Life came forth. Why? Because I was confident in what God said. I was confident in the word of God. I had more than a couple scriptures, praise God, to deal with because I had been reading the word of God. Glory to God. And what had happened, excuse me, I feel like people say I shouldn't say everything, but I'm just the way I am. Man, since we've been different now, I'm sorry. But what had happened, he actually had a bowel movement in the wound, and it went up in his nose, and it cut his breathing off.
Amen.
And they had to suck that mess out of him.
Yes.
Glory to God. How did it get out of him? Because I said, let the weak say I'm strong.
Yes.
You don't listen to what the devil tells you. Yeah, he's speaking a word, but baby, there's another word, praise God, that will combat that word. Praise God, when Jesus met him, praise God, after fasting 40 days, praise God, he knew that he was hungry. He said, won't you turn these stones into bread? He said, it is written. Ha! I know what the word said.
It is written.
Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Glory to God. He came back with another word. I'm talking about the devil came back with another word. He said, jump off this pinnacle because the angel will bear you up lest you dash your foot against a stone. Jesus came back with the word. Yes, it does say that. But it also says, don't tempt the Lord thy God.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Glory.
When it was all said and done, the devil had to leave him. For a season. Don't think the devil going to leave you forever. When you use the word, he's going to leave you for a season. He's trying to figure out how to come back at you. Glory to God. But when you're confident, baby, I'll tell you something. You can stand against whatever the devil's trying. Amen. I don't care what he's doing in your home.
Amen.
I don't care who's acting a fool. It might be you. Glory to God. You get before the Lord, he'll help you see you.
Yes, he will.
He's helped me to see. Anybody been helped where you're seeing yourself?
Amen.
He's helped me to see me. I praise him. You don't stay 47 years in marriage without seeing yourself from time to time.
Amen.
It ain't always your partner.
Amen.
It's not always your partner.
Amen.
That's messing up. It's you many times. You stay in this thing, God will show you, no, that's you, Royce. It's not Joyce this time, it's you. All right, it's gone. I'm ready. I guess it must be too long. I feel like preaching to y'all like Emmanuel Macandela over in Africa. He preaches for 2 and 3 hours. But I heard that whatever. Whatever. Now, I'm going to take you on the positive. I'm going to shoot me whatever I want to do. No, but go ahead. But we're going to that. Let's go to the flip side of the confidence. Let's look at arrogance for a moment.
Arrogant, an exaggerated view of oneself.
An exaggerated view of who you are. Exaggerated. That's when you think everybody looking at you. Look at they all looking at me. I ain't coming at you because they all going to turn around and look at me. No, everybody's not going to look at you.
Amen.
Some folks don't even know you came here. They're not paying any attention. You're not that. You are important, but you're not that important.
Yes.
You've exaggerated yourself in your own mind. You have become a legend in your own mind. All right. Give some more synonyms for that. I believe Andre got some of those.
Arrogance synonyms. Conceit.
You conceited.
Self-importance.
Self-importance.
Egotism.
Uh-oh. Your ego. Ego. Egotism. That means you really like you to a point that you don't see anybody else the same way you see yourself. Read on.
Sense of superiority.
You got a self idea that you are superior to people. You're self-important. Praise God. You're egotistic and you have a sense of superiority. Read.
Boasting.
Your boast.
Condescension.
Uh-huh. You'll look down on others.
Disdain.
Uh-huh.
Contempt.
You got contempt for folk.
Pride.
You're full of pride.
Vanity.
Uh-huh. You're vain.
Snobbishness.
You snobby. Your nose is always stuck up in the air. Glory to God. When you are arrogant, honey, that's you're a mess.
Amen.
You're just a mess. You think you're the prettiest thing on the block. Glory to God. You think you just, like you the cat's meow. You the bon vivant. You the super duper. You super daddy. Super fly. Not all that, sweetheart. Mac Daddy! No, you're not all that. Praise God. Don't let these women fool you.
Amen.
By building your little head up. Honey, they're swooning. I come. They're swooning because they're trying to get your money. Honey, they just, when I walk down the street, baby, they just fall at my feet. Yeah, they fall at your feet trying to trip you. Don't get caught up. All right, read on, hon. Put that back up. Yeah, thank you.
Pretentiousness.
They're pretentious.
Scorn.
Always full of scorn. Always running somebody down.
Mocking.
Mocking folk.
Scoffing.
And scoffing. Always doing things in a negative way. That's what arrogant folk do. But we need to understand the difference and say, find out which one you're in. Are you confident or are you arrogant? Glory to God. And guess what? You know who can help you to tell you if you're one or the other? Family.
Amen.
Husband, wife, sister, brother. Somebody in your family, church people, can tell you, honey, you come out, you thought you were looking so good. Honey, that dress is on you so tight. I wonder, can you breathe? I mean, when we really say, we say it in sweet ways. Honey, God bless you. That's a beautiful dress, but perhaps it's the wrong size, you think? Glory to God. I went somewhere one time that I was buying a person something. It was a young girl. And so her mom was with me. She had a couple siblings, too. And I was buying them all something anyway. So she gets this outfit, and she gets it, and she says, I really like it. I said, well, let me see it on you. Oh, no, I didn't put it in the thing. I said, no, let me see it on you. And she reluctantly did it, but when she did it, I said, what? Maybe you didn't look at the mirror real good. Honey, you're too big for that dress. That dress is not, uh-uh. It's pretty dress, but you got to go get another size. You got to get a bigger size. Try to talk to you. You have to talk, honey, that, you know, maybe you need a, was that an 8 size? Maybe you need to go to a 12 or a 16, maybe a 20, I don't know. But you need something bigger for sure. But anyway, so you have to help people. Family can help people. Church people can help folk. But you got to have a relationship before you start trying to help people now. You ain't net, and all you want to do is talk. No, huh? No, you need to have a relationship with that person somewhere, somehow. And it's not helping for me to tell Sister Mitchell, praise God, that I'll call something out arbitrary, that Brother Mike's breath is bad. Well, Brother Microphone, let's say it that way. Brother Microphone.
Boy, his breath is so bad. He's speaking good love. What's he been eating, honey? Ooh, I don't know.
If you love him, you care for him, you go to and just offer him a mint. Want a mint? And then if he refuses it, no, take it. Go ahead, take it. I've got a lot of these. Check it. And if they don't get the hint then you might have to tell them, your breath doesn't smell that well today. But that's loving on folk. That's helping people. All right, come on. Let's get. I'm going to try to get through this thing today. All right, the next point. All right, where we at? Yes, Matthew 18. We'll start there.
At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus saying,
Who
is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
Hey, they wanted to say, who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Is it me? Is it me? Who is it? Read. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
And Jesus called a little child unto him.
Now what Jesus did, he got a little child to come. Bring a little child here.
And set him in the midst of them.
Put him in the midst of these disciples. They're trying to figure out who's the greatest.
And said, verily I say unto you.
Here, truly, verily meaning truly I say unto you.
Except you be converted.
Except you be changed, your mind changed.
And become as a little children.
And come as a child in your mindset. Not thinking that you this, that, or the other. Changed in your mind, converted.
Ye shall not enter into the kingdom.
You can't even get into the kingdom. Talking about who's the best in the kingdom, who's the greatest. You're not even going to get in. So it's got to be a change of your mind. You got to recognize and realize, praise God, it's not the one pushing and shoving and trying to get ahead. It's not the one, praise God, that come in and wants to sit in the highest seat. Praise God. It's not the one that wants to be called apostle. I don't mind being called apostle, but I don't mind being called bishop. And I don't mind being called brother. I don't mind being called Royce. I don't like Henry, but you can even call me that. I'm not going to get lifted up. Some of my friends I grew up with, I don't know what they call you. Call me Royce, because that's my name. The name I like to be called by. You ain't got to call me bishop, but some folk, baby, if you miss it, don't mention their title, they're going to let you know. I was in Memphis one time, and the guy, he grew up in Indiana, and I knew him. Praise God, I hadn't seen him in years. And he rose way up to the higher ranks of this ministry or working up. Anyway, organization. He's way up there. And I just say, hey, brother, God bless you. I'm bishop. I'm thinking, whoop-de-doo. I want to say, I'm a bishop too, buddy. But I mean, so you don't get caught up in that stuff. You can't get caught up in your title. Amen. Praise God. And somebody got to call you that for you to feel that you're okay. Praise God. Don't worry about that. Praise God. He says, if you have the mind of a child, not lifted up, praise God, that's going to get you in the kingdom. Don't be trying to be, I'm the most important one. I'm the this, I'm the that. I've got a degree from Harvard. I have a degree from Yale. Blah, 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 blah. I don't care where you got a degree from. I don't care if you got your degree from your thermometer. It doesn't make any difference. Glory to God. It's not about what you got. It's about the God inside you. Okay, read Sister Mitchell. Where are we? Are we at the end of that one?
Whosoever therefore shall humble himself.
There you go.
As this little child.
If you humble yourself like a little child.
The same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
That's the one that's going to be great in God's kingdom. Okay.
And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me.
All right, great. Let's go to the next point. And it's Philippians chapter 2. If you were, I'm at time wise.
If there be therefore any consolation in Christ.
If there's any consolation, if God's going to be consoled, if there's any consolation in Christ.
If any comfort of love.
If there's going to be any comfort, if you're going to be comforted at all in the love of Christ.
If any fellowship of the Spirit.
If there's any, praise God, co-mingling, fellowshipping, praise God, of the Spirit with you.
If any bowels and mercy.
If anything on the inside, praise God, is merciful, praise God.
Fulfill ye my joy.
Here's what I want you to do. If all that's working in, here's what you do. Make me happy. Fulfill ye my joy. Read.
That ye may be like-minded.
That you be like-minded.
Having the same love.
Having what?
The same love.
The same love that I had. Read.
Being of one accord.
Be of one accord. Don't be all, praise God, arguing about everything all the time. Praise God. Learn how to come together. Sopranos, praise God. Altos, praise God. Bass and tenors. Let's come together. That's how a choir brings a beautiful sound when they all come together on one accord. You got an opinion, I've got an opinion, praise God. But let's let our opinions go and see what's going to, praise God, be best for the entire body.
Amen.
Read.
Of one mind.
Uh-huh.
Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory.
Don't do anything out of strife. Or being lifted up with some vain glory.
But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves.
But bring yourself down, praise God. Understand, praise God, to operate in the lowliness and esteem the other better than yourself. Don't always look at yourself and think you are the one that should be, praise God, lifted up. Again, I want to make a reference on last night. It was such a... Sorry, more people weren't there, praise God. Some of them, it was kind of a hard place to get to. And you know. But anyway, it was a beautiful time. It really was.
Amen.
It was a beautiful spirit there.
Amen.
The food was great. Thank God for all those who worked together, coordinating. But I know one thing, it had to be some working together to get that done.
Amen.
Then the comedians were great. I enjoyed both of them, the lady and the guy. Praise God. And so we had a good time, but that came because folk worked together.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm sure that somewhere in that process, somebody had an idea, another had an idea, and somebody's idea probably didn't get, praise God, pushed forward. But that person, praise God, had to sit back and say, it's okay. You know, I'm not going to worry about that. Praise God. I'm not going to get out of the committee. I'm not going to leave because
Amen.
They're not... taking my ideal.
Amen.
I don't understand. You know, they always push me down. They lift everybody else up. No, stop that.
Amen.
Understand we're working together. Praise God. Understand, lift others up. Praise God. And guess what? Your turn is coming, darling.
Amen.
Your ideal, praise God, if it makes any sense, is coming forward.
Yes.
Somebody going to see. That's a good idea. Glory to God. Anyway, go ahead.
Look not every man on his own things.
Don't look on your own thing.
But every man also on the things of others.
But everybody look on other folks' needs.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus.
Who being in the form of God.
Hold on a minute. I want to make a point about that. Because that's what this ministry is about. And Andre has already said it. Praise God. We're here to build a ministry. Praise God. And yeah, I would love to see more people in the seats. Glory to God on Sundays and Wednesdays. Praise God. Any time we have, I'd love to see more people here. I really would. Praise God. But guess what? I'm glad for those that are here.
Amen.
I am not, praise God, defeated in any means. I'm just happy and I'm thankful. Because I know who is here. Jesus is here.
Amen.
So I'm not worried about who's not here. I'm thankful that Jesus is here.
Yes.
And see, the point being that we cannot allow ourselves, praise God, to miss the vision.
Yes.
The vision is, praise God, to live our vision every day. It's to connect with our Creator. Praise God. Now, I can't remember all of them, y'all. I need Alana here for that. Alana can give them all to you, but I can't. But we need to connect with our Creator continually. We need to serve God creatively. And the creative part is going and helping folk.
Yes.
It's reaching folk. It's praying for folk.
Yes.
It's beyond these walls.
Hallelujah.
It's going out there in the streets. It's getting on committees. Praise God. It's being a part of your city. Praise God. Somebody, praise God, may need to run for an office. I praise God for Anitra, praise God, running for council. We need somebody running. But know what you're doing. Now, don't get out there and don't know what how to talk. No. You're not the one. Or at least you need some training. But get out, hey, get involved in your community.
Yes.
You know, we kind of dropped the ball, but years ago we had a group, we called ourselves the Mod Squad, which was Men of Deliverance. And what we were doing at the time, we would go to meetings, praise God. And when you go to meetings, folk are not used to you showing up and stuff. That's why they passed up. And they get past, you see it in the newspaper. Well, how did that happen? Because you wasn't at the meeting. You wasn't there to say anything. You wasn't there to oppose it. Get involved in your city, in your community, in your affairs. Praise God. God wants you involved. You know, the Lord, again, has put Andre on many boards. I'm on boards myself. I'm still on boards in the city. Many of them. Glory to God. But guess what? I shouldn't be the only one on the board that belongs to the Deliverance Temple. You need to ask God, how can I connect? How can I get on the board to serve? Because it's about going out there, praise God, being a help to the community and seeing what's going on. Why aren't our streets paved in our neighborhoods? Ain't nobody said nothing. That's why. Get up there and talk. How come we don't have no lights? Or our lights are so dim you can't half see. And worse my eyes get, praise God, you don't want me on the road at night. And you ain't got no lights, I can't see nothing. Come on, get some bright lights. We got to go and get these folks to do that. They got money to do that. They're supposed to do it in all the communities. But the squeaky wheel gets the oil. In other words, the one that's the loudest, that's the one that gets the oil sprayed on it. You got to get out there, be a little squeaky, tell the folk what you need, what you want. It may not happen the first time around, but keep on going. Keep on coming back. You know, she passed on, but one of the most powerful women here, and she called herself the mayor of the millennium. Sister, what was her name? Say again. Yes, Price. One thing about her, thank God that she didn't have to die to get a building named after her. She was alive when they made that building. But that woman, when there was nothing but projects here, she made sure her little house looked good. She cleaned up around, put flowers around her house. You living in the ghetto, sister, but I'm not ghetto. Hey, you can put me somewhere, but I don't have to act like I'm that. And she rolls up, and then when they changed the whole system around, why? Because she was involved. Praise God. And I don't know any place that she graduated from as far as college, but she graduated from Hard Knock University. It's not about how much you know, baby. It's you being there, getting information, reading, finding stuff. Praise God, getting with folk. Praise God, getting with a group. Praise God, so that you can affect change in the city. Glory to God. All right. Read on, Sister Mitchell. I'm trying to get out of here.
Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
Now, this is so powerful. He was in the form of God. He was God in the flesh. Thought it not robbery. Didn't think it was wrong. He was confident. It wasn't wrong to be equal with God. He didn't come, praise God, and strip himself of his godness, praise God, and say, I'm just a mere human being. No, I'm God in the flesh. I have an anointing in my life. Now, I know I'm not going to get through the whole message. I can see that now because I got to go through another rabbit trail. But that, you know, grace is something that what we call holiness people hated to preach on. Why? Because folk were using grace as a means to do what they wanted to do. But grace is the power of God. It's not you working in your own flesh to do the righteous thing. It's the grace of God that works in you, praise God, to do of his good pleasure, to cause you to operate in the power of God, in the sonship of Jesus Christ. You don't think that you are nothing. You realize who you are, but you don't lift yourself up. Don't tell me you believe God and you got to have a girlfriend on the side. You have a wife and a girl. Honey, I'm just a man. I'm just human. That's all I is. You know, the Bible says if a man look on a woman he loves her, he's already committed adultery in his heart. And so you know how you women look, and you just can't help him looking, and you can't help him, you know, kind of wishing that was your girlfriend. Well, all that might be true. Maybe you've seen a pretty woman. She's fine. Praise God, as smoking David wine. Guess what? But you still ought to be able to understand who's your wife and who the pretty girl is. And if you have grace working in your life, the grace of God brings you to a place that I know who I am, Donald. I understand how to control this realm I'm in. Yeah, I'm in a flesh body, praise God, and people get that scripture all twisted. What the scripture is actually saying, if I look on a woman to lust after her, in other words, if I go get me a Playboy magazine, a Hustler, praise God, to look at those women in the book, he said, I might as well have committed adultery in my heart because I'm looking on them for that purpose of lusting. It's not that you look at a woman, praise God, and your mind, you know, sometimes it's, you know. Now, sisters, your husband don't have blinders. I know you want his head straight. I know you want him looking at you. He's in the restaurant. He's looking at you, looking in your eyes. And here come a pretty girl. He's supposed to. Glory to God. But, you know, he has peripheral vision. Those that have that left have a little peripheral vision. And his eyes may go. Don't get mad. He's not looking on that woman to lust after her. He's looking on the woman because she's pretty. Now, guess what? It's a flip side, too. Well, one thing I hate for a man to do, you can look at every woman, but your woman can't look at no man. There's something wrong with that picture. Honey, you got to keep your eyes glued on me? No. Hey, if it's a nice-looking man, ain't nothing wrong with you looking at him. But I know how to get your eyes back to me. Joyce! I just speak to you. Joyce! Hey, honey. But you can't get caught up in that stuff. What I'm trying to paint a picture here is this. Grace. The Bible tells us that when I believe in him, it brings me to righteousness. Believing in God, the grace of God, brings me to living, praise God, a conscious, righteous state. Even though I'm tempted by the enemy, praise God, I have things coming against me, but I'm living in a righteous state. Why? Because of God inside of me. Not because of Royce. Praise God. I'm in a flesh body and I'm subject to a lot of stuff. Praise God. But I still know by the grace of God. And guess what God will do, Don? He'll help you. Yes, he will. He'll help you. I need to get off of that subject for a second. But he'll help you if you want help. He'll help you. He got many ways to help you too. But I won't go into all that detail. All right, let's go back to that scripture. We'll probably close out. I've got several more, but I won't go to them. Read that, honey.
And being found in fashion as a man.
When he was found in fashion, he was just like a man.
He humbled himself.
What did he do?
Humbled himself.
He humbled himself. He knew who he was. He came, praise God, not thinking it was wrong to be equal with God. He had confidence in himself, praise God. But what he did, he humbled himself.
And became obedient unto death.
And he became obedient to his purpose, to what he was in the earth for. He was here, praise God, to die for our sins. And he humbled himself, praise God, for his purpose.
Even the death of the cross.
Even the death of the cross. The most humiliating death that a man could die. There you are, stretched, praise God, on the cross. Praise God, almost completely, totally naked in front of the world. Praise God. Being talked about and cursed at and all kinds of things going on. Praise God. He humbled himself. Praise God. Can you imagine the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, being on the cross when a man went back, praise God, to nail, praise God, that nail into his hand? All he had to do was blow at him. His hand would have come off. The hammer would have went some which way. But he didn't do that because he humbled himself. He became obedient because he knew what his purpose was. He knew what he was here for. Do you know why you're here? Do you know why you're saved? Do you know the reason God called you? Praise God, out of your siblings, out of your friends, praise God, to come into the ark of safety because he wants you to be a witness. He wants you to let the world know who God is in you and that God, if he can live in you, he can live in anybody. If he can save you from your sin, he can save anybody. Glory to God. Woo! I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do for the sake of letting you know I have more scriptures. I'm going to give them to you, but I'm not going to read them to you. The next scripture would have been 1 Peter 5th chapter 5 through 11 verse. We're not going to there. The next one would have been 4th chapter of James 6 through the 17th verse. Praise God. And the last one would have been Proverbs 16 2 through 8, then it would have been verse 18 through 28, then it would have been verse 32. I'm not going there. We just got a couple of minutes left. I'm going to close. Praise God, but I'm going to tell you something. I want you to walk in the authority that you have. I don't want you to be arrogant, but I want you to be confident. Don't get caught up because you haven't been innocent all your life. Don't get caught up and make you feel like I'm not what God says. You are what God says you are. You don't have no reason to look down, praise God, and nobody has a reason to look down at you. Praise God. If somebody looking down at you, they better be trying to pick you up. Praise God, because if they're not doing it for that purpose, guess what God will do? Praise God. God will cause them to lose out of their own relationship with him, because he wants us, whether you've been pure, have no relationship with a man or a woman, praise God, before you come to God. And some men have had that, some women have had that. That's great. That's wonderful. But it doesn't make you better than anybody else. Hallelujah. All right. I'm quitting, like I said. The power of humility. Baby, when you operate in that authority of humility, humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, he said he'll lift you up. When he picks you up and lifts you up, can't nobody get you down. When he opens the door, can't nobody close it. When they close the door, can't nobody open it. Understand who your God is and what he's done for you. He's made everything available to you. Come on, let's give God, praise God, the unadulterated love and praise that he deserves from us. Let's love on humanity. Come on, let's love on people. Let's stand to our feet. We're going to pray. I speak to your situation. I speak to your circumstance. I speak to your household. I speak to your wife. I speak to your husband. I speak to your son and daughter. And I declare and I decree salvation at your house. Salvation in your doors. Salvation in your bedroom. Salvation in your kitchen. Salvation in your family room. Salvation in the backyard. Salvation in the front yard. Salvation, praise God, on the porch. Salvation everywhere in Jesus' name. Every devil, every demon has to bow to the authority that you walk in Jesus' name. Yeah, we walk with humility, but we walk with power in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And if you're not saved, praise God, we just want you to say with us, say, Lord, save me. God, thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. And if you meant that, that's all it took. Now find you, praise God, a Holy Ghost-filled church, people teaching the word of God, loving on humanity. Go there, be a part of it, serve in that church. Praise God, give him your all, give him your effort, give him everything you got, your finances, praise God, everything, praise God, is a part of you, your life, your structure, everything. Make, praise God, in Jesus' name, your life worthwhile in God. Now, God, as we leave this building today, praise God, any sickness among us, God, anybody, oh God, going through, I speak to blinded eyes, they open up. Deaf ears come unstopped. The lame begin to walk. The dumb begin to talk. In Jesus' name, we speak to people coming out of wheelchairs. In Jesus' name, we're looking for reports. We're looking for reports. We're looking for reports. In Jesus' name. Hey, God. We're looking for reports in Jesus. Hey, God. I need to say this. Praise God. My daughter called the other day. Praise God, was having some issues. Praise God. And the Lord and my wife brought the phone and told me to pray for her. And I prayed for her. And I felt the power of God. The power, not because of me, but I felt the confidence of God. I felt that I was talking on God's behalf. Praise God. And when I got through, my daughter said, I feel better right now. Didn't have to wait till tomorrow. I feel better now.
Yes, hallelujah.
And guess what? There might be some things she still may have to go to the doctor to see about, but I want y'all to know something. We got some authority, y'all.
Yes.
We got some power, y'all. And we got to use it for the glory of God. Decree and declare over your family, over your children, over your children's children, and their children that they are saved in Jesus' name. And they are healed. In Jesus' name. Hambakubaseta. And all our needs are met. In Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Amen and amen.